You know, yeah, Captain Hook is a very dark and dangerous and melancholic guy. He's described that way, and you want to watch out for him. When I looked at The Hook when I first arrived in Australia, I realised quite what a different film this was going to be, because it looks like what it is. It's a human can opener. You know, it will gut you in an instant. And the other hooks I'd ever seen, just the metal didn't look threatening, never mind the human being. And I wanted to do something that served the story. It's not a comedy, and it's not a musical. It's a fantastic adventure.
Well, P.J. Hogan, our lovely director, he wanted to make the film of the book as near as we could get it. I mean, obviously there are inaccuracies and things have been cut out because it's a movie. And you can't have a four-hour film. So he thought, I must make, it's never been done before, as J.M. Barrie's book, as J.M. Barrie's play. The characters are the nearest we can get, all of them, to what J.M. Barrie wrote down. There was a very amusing film years ago called Hook with Dustin Hoffman, which was good for a laugh on Christmas time, in the afternoon, but was not J.M. Barrie. So we've got it. I think he's got it. PJ's got it right.
And did you a favour, DK?
A favour? He threw my hand to a crocodile. The beast liked it so much. It's followed me ever since, licking its lips for the rest of me.
They call that a favour!
No, 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 no. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for the beast swallowed a clock. If it wasn't for the ticking, you'd have had me by now. Ah! Why did you wake me, Smee?
Like I say, Captain, the ice is melting, the sun is out, and the flowers are all in bloom. He's back.
He's a fanatic. He's got a great sense of humour, though, which is amazing for a fanatic. He's a control freak as well, which you have to be. I mean, the dedication's incredible. And he's just doing it for 7 days a week for a year. You know, I mean, incredible. And all that responsibility, he's got 300 people working for him, you know, all that stuff. And it could go wrong, because he can't see it. He sees it in bits. He never sees the full picture. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be really as good as my imagination? And on his, you know, on his side, is that he's got them backed up by the most wonderful technicians and technical talent. And the special effects are wonderful. So, but he's a very, very nice and very funny man. But he gets what he wants.
When J.M. Barrie wrote the play, he really gave the audience everything. It's an adventure, but it's also a romance, a comedy, it's scary, and it's very moving at the end. And it's a very truthful piece. I think Barrie wrote straight from the heart, and he... It's thematically very rich. I think people are drawn to it again and again because it has so much to tell them, and there's so much in it that you I don't think an audience takes it all in the first time they see it.
History.
Peter, look out!
It is all requiem, Mass, boy.
Ready to lose the other one?
Not this time.
Girlie.
Who are you to call me girlie?
I don't think there's anybody who's not going to enjoy it. Barrie wrote it for everybody. He said, Peter Pan is for children and for those who are once children. So I think everybody should see this. There's nobody too young and there's nobody too old.